You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
Hello, I'm from Saudi Arabia and I support France. Please excuse my English, but the Saudi government is actually very supportive of France right now. But the people are not. The hashtag boycott Turkey, and all along with the hashtag boycott France, is trending right now. We're boycotting Turkey for some reason because the Saudi government is not very pleased with Erdogan. So that's a thing. So yeah, it didn't come officially from the government, but there are rumors that they have been threatening businessmen and telling them not to do any businesses in Turkey and not to import from there. So anyway, that's not the reason I'm sending you this message. The reason is because I want to remind you of Lujain al-Hadloul. She's a Saudi activist. She has been tortured in jail. She has been sexually harassed. She's now have been denied from her basic right, like visitation and the ability to call her family. So please spread the word on that. She's now on a hunger strike for the past 5 days. So, hashtag don't kill Lujain. I love you. Thank you so much.
Hello, I'm from Saudi Arabia. I just listened to the broadcast and I want to say for everyone who still lives in a Muslim majority country as I feel your pain and I share it. And I know it's very easy for us to give up on life since we were young. We have been taught that life is worthless and the real life is in heaven. But yeah, that's a bunch of BS. But you know, when you've been subjected to it since you were young, it's really hard to cleanse your mind after that. But anyway, I know there is a big atheist community online, even Arab atheist community online, Twitter, Telegram. So if you're lonely, please try to reach out to them. I know they're gonna give you support, at least the emotional support that you would need. If you're escaping your country, I guess they're gonna help you. I wish I could be more helpful. I'm so sorry that I can't. But yeah, I'm so sorry for your pain. Anyway, I wanna say for everyone who lives in a free country, who's an ex-Muslim or an atheist, I guess you need to say it out loud. You have a privilege that not everyone has. So yeah, celebrate that. Anyway, thank you so much, Atheist Republic, for all the great work you have been doing.
Hello. My name is Hanin. This is my first statement to declare my atheism. I'm 31-year-old ex-Muslim Saudi woman, and I've been keeping this a secret for the last 5 years. I realized that Islam is a religion that controls women and children to please the male ideology and the patriarchy, and to help the Saudi royal family to process their torment and abuse towards the Saudi people, including the women mostly. I'm very afraid, as this is my first time announcing my atheism, and I feel so free. My family is not a very religious, strict family, but they are Muslim. And that when comes time to Islamic related things where you abuse Islam or anything, they go off on a tangent and they find that it's time, that it's due to the freedom they gave you, that it's time to lock you up at home. My family is not very physically abusive, but they've mentally, emotionally, and also at times physically abused me in the past. I'm 31 years old and I got married just to get out of the home, mostly just to be away from them, as they gave me severe anxiety to be around them and their culture and their environment. Sharia law is the worst law on set to mankind. It is filled with slavery, abuse towards women, degrading them and objectifying them like they're just objects for men. And I don't believe in the existence of any of the miracles of Islam and any of the stories or whatever, or even the Quran. It is a tool that's man-made used to control the people and mostly women. They feared independence, they feared free thinking, and they feared liberty. I always wanted to be a lawyer, as it wasn't available for women in Saudi at my time when I was being schooled, due to my dream to help Saudi women escape and fight the patriarchy and fight Sharia law. My family was very strict on me in my teenage years and tried to apply so many Islamic rules through restrictive measures and through flexibility. There was no one method. And in the end, I turned out to be a non-hijabi, but still to them, I am Muslim. They were condemning me for not praying when they decided to pray and be close to God. They were suspecting my atheism, but never threatened to kill me. They only threatened to take away my freedom and always threatened me with the freedoms that they gave me, which are basic human rights. And every day I live in the fear that one day that freedom is taken away. I need to be safe in a place where I am free to express my opinions against Islam. I'm free to say my name and that I am a proud atheist and I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid of Muhammad. I'm not afraid of the Quran. I'm not afraid of their so-called Allah. I just want to live a normal life away from.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.